Tools of Environmental Science. Section 3. Making Informed Decisions. Scientific research is an essential first step to solve environmental problems. However, many other factors must also be considered. How will the proposed solution affect people's lives? How much will it cost? Is the solution ethical? Questions like these require an examination of values, which are principles or standards we consider important. What values should influence decisions that affect the environment? Table 3 lists some values that often affect environmental decisions. You might think of others as well. An environmental decision-making model. Forming an opinion about an environmental issue is often difficult and may seem overwhelming. It helps to have a systematic way of analyzing the issues and deciding what is important. One way to guide yourself through this process is to use a decision-making model. A decision-making model is a conceptual model that provides a systematic process for making decisions. Figure 16 shows one possible decision-making model. The first step of the model is to gather information. In addition to watching news reports and reading about environmental issues, you should listen to well-informed people on all sides of an issue. Then consider which values apply to the issue. Explore the consequences of each option. Finally, evaluate all of the information to make a decision. A hypothetical situation. Consider the following hypothetical example. In the town of Pleasanton in Valley County, biologists from the local college have been studying the golden-cheeked warbler shown in Figure 17. The warblers have already disappeared from most areas around the state, and the warbler population is declining in Valley County. The biologists warn county officials that if the officials do not take action, the State Fish and Wildlife Service may list the bird as an endangered species. Pleasanton is growing rapidly, and much of the new development is occurring outside the city limits. This development is destroying warbler habitat. Valley County already has strict environmental controls on building, but these controls do not prevent the clearing of land. Several groups join together to propose that the county buy several hundred acres of land where the birds are known to breed and save that land as a nature preserve. The groups also propose limiting development on land surrounding the preserve. The group obtains enough signatures on a petition to put the issue to a vote, and the public begins to discuss the proposal. Some people who own property within the proposed preserve oppose the plan. These property owners have an economic interest in this discussion. They believe that they will lose money if they are forced to sell their land to the county instead of developing it. Other landowners support the plan. They fear that without the preserve, the warbler may be placed on the state's endangered species list. If the bird is listed as endangered, the state will impose a plan to protect the bird that will require even stricter limits on land development. People who have land near the proposed preserve think their land will become more valuable. Many residents of Pleasanton look forward to hiking and camping in the proposed preserve. Other residents do not like the idea of more government regulations on how private property can be used. How to use the decision-making model. The hypothetical situation in Pleasanton can be used to illustrate how to use the decision-making model. Michael Price is a voter in Valley County who will vote on whether the county should create a nature preserve to protect the golden-cheeked warbler. The steps Michael took to make his decision about the proposal are outlined below. Gather information. Michael studied the warbler issue thoroughly by watching local news reports, reading the newspaper, learning more about golden-cheeked warblers from various websites, and attending forums where the issues were discussed. An example of scientific information that Michael considered includes the graph of warbler population decline in Figure 18. several of the arguments on both sides made sense to him. Consider values. Michael made a table similar to table 4 to clarify his thoughts. The values listed are environmental, economic, and recreational. Someone else might have thought other values were more important to consider. Explore consequences. Michael decided that in the short term, the positive and negative consequences listed in his table were almost equally balanced. He saw that some people would suffer financially from the plan, but others would benefit. Taxpayers would have to pay for the preserve, but all the residents would have access to land that was previously off-limits because it was privately owned. Some parts of the county would have more protection from development, and some would have less. The long-term consequences of the plan helped Michael make his decision. He realized that environmental values were an important factor. The idea of a bird becoming extinct distressed him. Also, protecting warbler habitat now would cost less than doing it later under a state-imposed plan. Michael considered that there were long-term benefits to add to the analysis as well. He had read that property values were rising more rapidly in counties with land for recreation. He found that people would pay more to live in counties that have open spaces. Michael had found that Valley County had very little preserved land. He thought that creating the preserve would bring the county long-term economic benefits. He also highly valued the aesthetic and recreational benefits a preserve would offer, such as the walking trail in Figure 19. Make a decision. Michael chose to vote for the nature preserve. Other people who looked at the same table of pros and cons might have voted differently. If you lived in Valley County, how would you have voted? As you learn about issues affecting the environment, both in this course and in the future, use this decision-making model as a starting point to making your decisions. Make sure to consider your values, weigh pros and cons, and keep in mind both the short-term and long-term consequences of your decision. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.